I'm going to ask your indulgence for a moment. I want you to trust me. I want everyone here to close your eyes. Close your eyes and imagine the most fun thing possible you could be doing right now. Imagine unlimited budget. All of your friends, all of your family can come or not come, whatever your thing is. Imagine whatever your most fun thing is. Really put yourself right there. Now open your eyes. If you did that right, you should be smiling right now. If not, hopefully you didn't fall asleep. This week's Parsha, the entire people of Israel are split in half. Half are put up on one mountain, and God says, this is what will happen if you do wrong, and he tells them about every curse, every plague, every terrible pestilence that will be rained down on the people who do wrong. And on the other mountain, God puts up all of the people, the other half of the people, and says, if you do right, life will be wonderful. Life will be full of amazing things. Life will be full of blessing. And ultimately, what the Parsha is teaching us is that blessing is that way itself, that path of righteousness. That path of doing what we can do, the path of doing our best, becomes the blessing. There's a great rabbi, Chaim Volozhin. He was a student of the Vilna Gaon. These two people were some of the greatest thinkers of the last several hundred years, extraordinarily rational minds. And you know what he said about the Torah? He told us the Torah is God's plaything. The Torah is God's toy. We are meant to love our Judaism. We're meant to have fun with it. We are meant to have joy with our Judaism. What it means when God says you will have blessings, that if you follow God's path, if you try and be like God, that you will have blessings. It means your life will be full of joy because you'll be able to walk with your head held high. You'll be able to love what you do in life. The message of today's Parsha is that we are supposed to take a taste of that moment at the beginning of my talk when you'll close your eyes and you imagined the most joyous, the most fun thing you could do. You're supposed to have a taste of that. With every day of your life, with everything that we do, we have this idea in Judaism called Simcha Shel Mitzvah, the joy of the mitzvah. That when we do mitzvah, when we uncover a little bit of God in this world, that's when we receive the blessing. That's when we make the world a little bit better. That's when we have real joy. So this Shabbat is in the month of Elul. We're leading up to the high holidays. Slichot is tonight. We spend this month thinking about everything we've done wrong for not just the year, but forever. It's hard to imagine that being fun, that being joyous. But that's exactly what it's meant to be. Because each time when we think about the things we've done wrong, we have the joy of knowing that God created us with the ability to be better. We have the joy of knowing that we set aside an entire month to challenge ourselves to become better. We have the joy of knowing that this Rosh Hashanah and this Yom Kippur, we are going to stand before God and God is going to say, yeah, you had a rough year. You didn't live up to what you wanted to be. But on Yom Kippur, God's going to say, let's try it again. Let's have another year. So this Shabbat, I ask you, I leave us with a question. How are you enjoying your Judaism? Shabbat Shalom.